write a letter, text, or anything. And so as we protect this ministry, as your leader, I have no problem. I don't care what come up at this point. I have no problem with it. We're protected. Okay. Y'all got to watch what y'all listen to, watch what y'all say, watch what people get to your mindset. Definitely about this ministry, we're going home and doing the same, unless the Lord tell me different. He never told me nothing different. This ministry run by the government of the Holy Ghost. And I don't think nobody, I've thought about it a little bit, but I don't think I can find nobody smarter than the Holy Ghost. He knows exactly what's going on. But what we have to be careful with is what somebody say to us, that we don't be the carrier of it. Okay, we got to keep a tight rope, call, letters, texts, visitors, members, because there's a certain element of fear that the enemy would like to spread in the church. He really after the church. He ain't worried about the White House or them places. He got them already. He after the church. And so there are going to be a remnant of churches that are going to be able to stand. So all the years I've been praying, I've been teaching you all and been preparing you all, now it's time for you to be able to use your faith and let it manifest. I wouldn't serve a God that wouldn't tell me if I needed to do something else. This ain't no hero. It's not no hero deal I'm trying to do. It's just that the Lord haven't said nothing to me, and I have total peace. Matter of fact, like I said, I can't even pronounce the name yet of this disease they're talking about. I kind of see a spell, but I never tried to. It's the nothingness of it compared to the covering that we have. Mm-hmm. It's flat foot nothing. And in my prayer, as soon as I start praying, and I ask God for wisdom now, I need wisdom. And the Lord says, in essence, I'm the one with Moses when he led them people through the wilderness. You think about how much sickness, disease, and trouble was out in that wilderness, but I led them through. He said, I do whatever I have to do. So the wisdom of us is to stay. I'll give you the key factor of how to handle all of this. And I'll tell you where the problem is. Mindset. Your mind. Here's where your mind whoop you at. Your mind can become a monstrous parasite. Wow. It can start feeding on your life. So here, how we stop it? Because the Lord had me studying. Somebody studied on the present moment. Mm-hmm. Not the past. Not the future, present moment. Stay in the present moment. Stay in the presence of God. Stay in faith. Because faith is not. Faith is. Faith is I am. See, faith is always now. So, the psychology that is being taught and the self-help stuff, I read more than any other in here. But it's not the nitty-gritty, because if you don't know how to handle it, it'll take you somewhere else. And you'll be a mind-led person. And your mind, psychologically, your mind can't do it. Okay? Now, remember what Paul taught by the Holy Spirit in Romans 12, 1 through 3. I'm going to tell you about them three verses, where he said, present your body as a living sacrifice. When he got down to that third verse, read that third verse, Romans 12, 3. I'm going to show you something that is going to help you immensely in the time like this. Romans 12, 3. Read it, Montreal.
For I say to the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of
himself. Wait. Not to think. One word. Not to think. Go ahead. Of himself.
Not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think.
Thank it. That's thanks again, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, go ahead.
But to think sober.
That third time, think, right? But he said, think what?
Soberly.
Soberly, all right.
According as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith.
All right. Think it. Romans 2, 12:2 is talking about your mind too. Then Romans 12:3, he said, think three times. And he said, think soberly, right? He's meaning, keep your thinking in its place because it can't function in faith. See, he said, read that verse again.
For I say through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith.
See, that thinking soberly is thinking in correlation with your faith. You dealt to every man the measure of faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. He that comes to God must believe that he is, that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So, faith is not mental. Faith is spiritual.
Yes, sir.
So faith don't have to go nowhere. Everything come to faith. So the scripture said, watch what the scripture says now. In him we live and move and have our being. We're not trying to become somebody.
Yes, sir.
So now I'm going to add a word to it now. I want you all to know that you must live in the eternal now.
Yes, sir.
Eternal now. It's a now that can't be changed. Faith is a now that can't be changed. No matter what come up, no matter what frustration. Now fear, frustration, stress, anxiety, all come from your mind. To such a way, it might not even be there. That's why I say it might not even be there. So life, you listening?
Yes, sir.
And life situation. Which one you gonna live in? You gonna let your life situation whoop your life? See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. See, we the salt of the earth. Right now, we supposed to be sprinkling salt. Mm-hmm. We the light, I might go to crime. We the light of the world.
Yes, sir.
Right now, we got to let our light shine.
Yes, sir.
That we trust God. That's why he give us that word in the 91st Psalm. Mm-hmm. That's why I give it. I read it every day. I read it more than one time a day. And you got to read it in Paul. Read it in Paul. Every time I read it, he show me something else. See? So, we can't panic. And we can't be gibbish, we can't gossip, we can't talk to everybody about it. We can't, it's a time when they was going around the Jericho wall. Joshua said, don't talk to them, I tell you.
Yes, sir.
Wall still up. God said, gee, it must be great. You see that wall, we can't get in there. He's talking about don't say nothing. But did he come down?
Yes, sir.
See, so that was a moment. This the way the world got it painted, this Jericho wall is up before us. But we got marching on.
Yes, sir.
So we're going to keep marching around this wall.
Yes, sir.
And I don't know how quick it's going to happen. Watch what I say now. I don't know how quick it's going to happen. That's my mindset.
Mm-hmm.
My faith is already has happened.
Yes, sir.
It's been cleared up in my faith.
Yes.
See what I'm saying? So humanistically, mentally, physically, you're a human being. And so it's so easy for our mind to get off track. The fiery dots, the fiery thoughts should be shielded by your faith. This is nothing to joke about. You shouldn't be joking about it. Because it's the enemy got his knife out. And we got so many churches and so many preachers and so many Christians are weak and they can't handle this. They say, oh, they say their prayer, and they read their scripture. What for? It's for this time here, when the world, hell breaking out, and the enemy got everybody stirred, the government and everybody stirred up, they're all stirred up, is because people who are not having the opportunity to walk spiritually like you are probably can't function like God required for you to function.
Mm-hmm.
See. So the Bible says having a form of godliness, denying the power thereof. So the man was in the meeting with church leaders. They were talking about what we're going to do. The man jumped up and said, and we ain't got no power in you at all. I mean, he can't ask the right question. I mean, you got church leaders that just, you know, about all, you know, see. There are certain things that happen here, you can't take it to your house.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying, you can't be, like that lady called, that's supposed to be shut down right at the office. So it's supposed to be an old father. Lady calls her sister, got this disease, and that's why she's not coming to church. That's just to put fear, that's just for us to go tell everybody. She wasn't a member of this church. Her sister, I don't know how old her sister is, y'all got to ask questions. She might be 85 years old, we don't know what the deal is. She said, ask questions. Where she been? What she believe? You know, all that. But the thing is just, stay in the now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, stay in the now. Whatever you're buying, try to take it somewhere else, bring it right back to the now. It'll never, Satan can never whoop a person who stay in the present moment. So if you stay in the now, you're going to stay in the presence of God. You're going to stay in faith. Listen to these words again. I am. Being. Now. Ill. Now, you're not dealing with time no more, because faith keeps you in eternity. So faith handles the past and the future, but it don't want you to go there. It wants you to stay in the present.
Mm-hmm.
You got enough going on around you. You ain't got no time to be thinking about what happened in the past, what happened in the future. You stay right now, and he'll never whoop you. Every problem, every worry you got is something that happened in the past, going to happen in the future. Because right now, it can't happen.
Yes, sir.
Because faith got it.
Praise
God. And so, we the ones must have the news that is greater than the other news.
Yes, sir.
And we can't be, these are last days.
Yes, sir.
And a lot of things gonna come up, and we can't be jumping from one thing to another. Either God real and it's done, either what Jesus did paid for it all, either the Holy Spirit is the greatest power that is, but he's not. And that's what the Lord wants to check with different people. It's a checkup. It's a checkup in the church. It's a checkup to ministers. Ministers punking out, getting scared. God will tell you if you need to do something. If God will tell me shut this church down for a month, 2 months, 3 months, 5 months, and y'all all still get paid. Ain't no big deal about that. But he ain't saying nothing. God ain't saying nothing. He ain't saying nothing. It's gone. It's time. Time now for your faith to come forth.
Yes, sir.
So you can see that your God is real.
Yes, sir.
You know, some people call it, well, that's dumb,
right.
It's stupid, you know. They have the church praying stuff all over the chair stuff. And now let me ask you a question. All right, they should cut it down to 250, right? You know that?
I heard it.
Well, now, well, what does 250 mean?
$250,
if something's going to happen, you could have two people.
Right.
So I mean, it's just, it's just, it's just, it's, 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 it's. idiotic to tell me cut the people down to 250. What if they're gonna make cut it down to 250 if something gonna happen?
True.
You see what I'm saying? But people don't think. You see,
they
ain't cutting Walmart out. They ain't cutting Walmart. No, they ain't gonna Walmart. They ain't gonna cut Walmart out. Walmart ain't gonna cut out. Yeah, it's the broke church.
Yeah.
That let them cut out. You see what I'm saying? Now I'm tell you what Satan won't do. Satan want internet churches. He's working on it.
That you
don't have to go to church. Get up in your gown and just sit there that morning. Just hallelujah. See, and that's violating the Bible. So now it make you weaker.
Yeah.
See, that's what he want though.
Yeah.
Go on the internet church. Everybody, family, get up and get that breakfast, and have internet church. Send your offerings or all that, you know.
That's
so,
the antithesis of
that, that. Oh yeah, that's what it, that's what he's trying to do in it. And some people doing it now, you know. Mm-hmm. I think we had 700 some online. Mm-hmm. That's a bunch of our members, you know. You have let me pray for you. Father, we just thank you right now for our staff. These men and women know you. They've been walking with you a long time. We recognize that these are satanic forces that is working in a cursed system. We pray for all men and women that you might call them around the world. We know you love the whole world. We pray for the body of Christ. We pray for the ministers. Leaders might have courage to lead their people at a time like this. We thank you. We're aware of your presence right here, right now. And we know that we're covered, been covered by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're thankful this morning that God, you, the Holy Spirit, you are here to give us discernment, to give us wisdom, know exactly what to do and what not to do. We thank you that we are covered. We thank you that each staff member, their families are covered by your grace and your mercy. We pray for this city, Darrow, all these homes be covered. We pray for Ascension Parish. We pray for Louisiana. We bind the principality over these areas, render them void. And Lord, I just give us direction. We ask to be filled, such as, O God, know our heart, trials, know our thoughts, see if there be any wicked way in us, leading the way everlasting. And then, Lord, we ask you to fill every staff member with the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Fill us with the Holy Spirit and let us be led by the Spirit so we can help people. People may call, people may come, members we might have to deal with, family members we may have to deal with. But give each one of them a wisdom that they need, divine wisdom. Help us to stay in the present moment. Help us to stay in the now. Help us to operate in your faith. We thank you for it right now. In Jesus' name. Amen. Y'all got it. Y'all know what to do. I'm going to go ahead and finish praying now. All right?